Okay, real quick, what's the easiest choice you can make? Maybe it's not picking the middle seat on an airplane, or maybe it is going to bed a little bit earlier. What about selling on Shopify? That might not be the first thing that you think of, but let me tell you, it is a really easy choice to make. Because Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Plus, you can make your shop yours because Shopify makes it so easy for you to show up exactly the way you want to. You can customize your online store to your style with these gorgeous, flexible templates and powerful tools. They even have this thing called Shopify Magic where you can whip up captivating content that converts. So from blog posts to product descriptions, it'll just whip it up for you. How easy is that? And once you start selling, Shopify makes getting paid simple by instantly accepting every type of payment, which is huge when you're selling online. Plus, I have to say, they offer phenomenal support to help you every single step of the way. So just like not choosing a middle seat on an airplane, make the easy decision and sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mindful, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mindful now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/mindful. Hello, and welcome to the Mindful in Minutes podcast, a guided meditations podcast brought to you by Yoga for You. I'm Kelly, and today I'll be leading you through your meditation. So go ahead and get comfortable, settle in, and enjoy your meditation practice. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this guest teacher episode of the Mindful in Minutes podcast. And this month, we are joined by the beautiful Mary Beth LaRue. Now, I discovered her work about a year ago, and I just really enjoyed her work immediately. And so I asked her to please share a meditation with us, and she was kind enough to do so. So if you don't know who she is, Mary Beth LaRue is a yoga and meditation teacher. She's also a writer and the creator of Embodied by MB. She's been teaching yoga for almost 15 years. She's traveled the world. She's taught at Wonderlust festivals, and she's done so many beautiful things to help give back to her community as well, which I love about her. And I love her work with embodiment and helping people connect with their bodies and dive into something deeper. And she also, you know, I really like her. She's also a mom through foster adoption. She is a dog mom. She loves the mountains. I mean, she's really great, and I love practicing with her, and so I wanted to share her with all of you. I will link to her website and her Instagram in the show notes. You need to go check her out. And she also has a virtual embodied membership and a slow flow yoga teacher training, so go check all those things out. I'll link to them. And without further ado, here is Mary Beth.
Welcome. I'm Mary Beth LaRue, and I'm the founder of Embodied by MB, and I am honored to be here with you today as we move into a meditation together. So get as comfortable as you possibly can. You can sit cross-legged, you can sit on a cushion. If you're in a chair, you might ground your feet into the earth. And then wherever you're at, close your eyes. You could loosely knit your fingers together and lay your hands in your lap, or ground your palms on your knees or your thighs. I often bring my palms forward and back as a way to just bring myself into the present moment, into my body. So perhaps you do that using this simple movement here, this sensation, as a way to really arrive. As you settle into stillness in any way you would like, take a soft inner gaze and begin to watch your natural breath. Really watching your body breathe as you take a comfortable seat. Giving yourself permission to be here as you are. Meditation doesn't ask us to show up in any sort of way. It simply asks us to pay attention to what's occurring within us, around us, and to start to tether ourselves back into the present through our breathing and through what is my favorite, a sense of embodiment. So as you move your breath in and out of your nose, just get curious. Notice how the breath is moving. Notice how you feel. And work to do this from a space of observing or witnessing. If it's helpful for you, you can sweep your breath along the back of your throat and use this breath as a way to ground a little bit more. And as you continue to land, scan your body. Notice how you feel. In what spaces do you feel open and expansive? And where might you feel a bit more contracted or stuck or constricted? And really scanning the entire body as you breathe. One of my favorite definitions of embodiment is to be deeply present for direct experience. Deeply present for direct experience. And what I love about this definition is it's spacious. It doesn't say only being present for the moments you want to be, or the joyful moments, or the times that things are going your way, but instead all of it. Disappointment, grief, moments of blah, the whole spectrum of being human. And so even now, as you sit, as you use your breath and your presence to land in your body, what can you be deeply present to? What is here for you to observe, to be with? Embodiment asks us to drop out of our heads and to remember to return to being in our bodies, to access a deeper, fuller breath, perhaps a kinder way of being in relationship with ourselves or speaking to ourselves. And even inviting our senses. Right, our sense of smell, perhaps right now you're smelling your space, the feeling of sensation as you sit, as you become still, even perhaps some light dappling through your eyelids as you sit. Embodiment guides us toward a space of being. Less doing, less strategizing, less trying to figure it out, spinning in circles. Instead, right now, it's like this, being here. Can you deepen your breath a little bit more? Can you breathe up underneath your collarbones or into the back of your body, the sides of your waist? Can you give yourself more space, more grace with each inhalation? And what can you surrender? What can you loosen your grip on with each exhale? And take just one more minute here. You might land on a word, something for you to embody, to move from, as we start to close this meditation. What would you like to embody, to cultivate? Not overthinking it, just allowing it to rise to the surface. What is it today? What is needed right now? Take five more of the deepest breaths you've taken all day. Generous breaths. And then fold your hands together at your heart in prayer, pressing your palms together with equal effort. May there be peace in your hearts, in your homes, and in our world. If there's any words that are meaningful to you that you'd like to close your practice with, you can say those now. And thank you for spending this time with me. I'm wishing you a beautiful day ahead.